Tin Pan Alley industrial chain. There is still some degree of control within it, because the composer and librettist can sign a pact with the arranger and producer, and they can pay money to the DJ, so that the only rogue here is the active listener. And they're doing their best to control that person as well. I didn't put advertising in here anywhere, because that muddies the whole issue, but you can imagine what that means. A British invasion is the next step. A shock, all right? The idea that the interpreter, this person, could dare to be this person. Now you have to understand that the Tin Pan Alley tradition in America had continued virtually unchanged through Phil Spector. Phil Spector, who you may recall is God. Phil Spector had these groups, the Ronettes, the Shirelles, all these people. And he was the most powerful of these producer characters in the late 50s, early 60s. He worked in collaboration with the singers, the songwriters, everybody. He would put together toy groups for the recording studio.